It's Friday, January 6th, 2017 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus.
Speaker Ryan, can you tell me how and when you're going to pass legislation to defund Planned Parenthood?
Well, Planned Parenthood legislation would be in our reconciliation bill.
That Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, at a press conference yesterday, announcing the plan to defund the nation's largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood. The battle against Planned Parenthood and Obamacare's abortifacient contraceptive funding will be an uphill effort for Republicans in the Senate, however. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski and Maine Senator Susan Collins, both Republicans, have opposed pro-life initiatives in the past. A new report issued by the Charlotte Lozier Institute and Alliance Defending Freedom claims that Planned Parenthood has overbilled taxpayers $130 million. The study was based on a survey of publicly available federal audits on the abortion provider. Indeed, the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, "I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." John 10:10. Six religious leaders plan to participate in the swearing-in ceremony for Donald Trump, the 45th President of the United States. Catholic Archbishop of New York, Cardinal Timothy Michael Dolan. Dr. Samuel Rodriguez, the President of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference. Paula White, a female pastor from the New Destiny Christian Center, who will give the invocation. Rabbi Marvin Heer, Dean and founder of the Simon Wiesenthal Center. Evangelist Franklin Graham, and Bishop Wayne Jackson, senior pastor of Great Faith Ministries International, who will provide the benediction. President-elect Trump is already getting involved in matters of international trade. Yesterday, he tweeted that Toyota had better build their Corolla cars in America or face, quote, big border fees, unquote. Toyota is building assembly plants in Mexico right now. Republicans now have gained control of Kentucky state government after 100 years, and the pro-life issue is first on the agenda. The House voted 83-12 on a bill that would require an ultrasound before a mother makes the decision to end the life of her baby. Texas Republicans have introduced a bill that would allow private businesses in the state to make their own decisions as to whether transgenders may use this bathroom or that one. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, a conservative Christian and chair of the state Senate, calls the Texas Privacy Act a top legislative priority for 2017. A Ugandan woman who recently became a Christian, Sandra Sumaya, was forced by her Muslim family to eat poison at a New Year's celebration. Thankfully, God brought a Christian neighbor to hear her cries for help, and Sandra is now in the hospital. Please, pray that she recovers and that her family would repent and come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Master. Jesus said, "A man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." Matthew 10:37-38. The situation is still dire in Haiti after Hurricane Matthew hit the country a few months ago, according to Oxfam, a humanitarian aid organization that is working in the country. The World View spoke to Dr. David Vanderpool of Live Beyond in Haiti directly after the hurricane, and he shared the best ways to help Haitians without hurting them.
One of the things I think is important is to work with people who are on the ground like we are. We're packing food bags right now. In fact, we're putting food bags together, putting rice and beans and things right now and vitamins and handing them out. We know the people. We know who's hungry. We know who's in dire straits. The other thing that we try to do as well is we try to buy as much food locally as possible so that we can stimulate their economy.
A young man was hanging 10 feet in the air by his neck from the chairlift at Arapaho Basin in Colorado on Wednesday, reports the Denver Post. By the amazing providence of God, a professional slackliner happened to be in an adjoining chair. Mickey Wilson worked his way down the chairlift cable 30 feet in the air until he reached the unconscious skier hanging by his neck. Wilson cut the man loose, and the man's life was saved after Ski Patrol performed CPR on him. Wilson said his slackline experience prepared him, quote, perfectly, unquote, for this. Sliding down the cable was second nature for him. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Friday, January 6th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.